Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Alberta Brown Green. She is the chair of the Women's Symposium coming to ULM on Wednesday the 18th. Hi, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you for coming and being with us today. Now, the Women's Symposium, what's it all about?
Well, the Women's Symposium, this is actually, Corey, our 10th year. Yes, our 10th year celebrating women. And our theme for this year is From Now to Next, celebrating 10 years of breakthrough voices.
Now, this event has been going on at ULM for a number of years. A lot of ULM folks involved, I guess, back in the beginning.
Yes.
How did this program evolve, and where did the Women's Symposium come from?
Well, actually, believe it or not, it was an idea that was birthed from Kristen Morris, and she works in the Career Center, and she is still involved. We even have an award named after her, but that's where it was birthed. She took it to her leadership, and everybody felt like we needed a place. Women needed a place to be authentic, to learn, to be educated, and to be able to progress their career with like-minded women.
I've been lucky enough to be in the media, and most of the places I work have been really woman-forward, women-friendly. Are women still struggling in the workforce? Are there still the glass ceiling out there that women are running into?
Well, Corey, I would say yes and yes. And the reason I'm saying that is because if you don't know better, you won't do better. And when you have events such as the Women's Symposium, you have an opportunity to see what strategies that you can implement to move your career forward. You also are inspired to be a better version of yourself, and you learn how to matriculate through life and career and all the things that will help you break that glass ceiling.
Speaking today with Dr. Alberta Brown Green about the Women's Symposium. All right, let's get into the day of the event. Yes. Coming up on Wednesday, the 18th of March, if somebody comes to the symposium, what's it all about? What are they going to get out of the symposium?
If someone chooses to spend their day with us at the Women's Symposium, the date is March the 18th. Doors open at 8 o'clock a.m., and we will start promptly at 8:45 a.m. We will have a welcome from yours truly, followed by a phenomenal keynote. And, Corey, guess who is the keynote?
I don't know. Who's keynote speaker this time?
The keynote is our 10th president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe, who happens to be a woman. And also, this is our 10th year of the symposium. So we have this 10-10-10 going.
10-10-10.
Yes, yes. So she will give the keynote. And after the keynote, we will break off into our sessions. So there are four tracks, and every participant will have the opportunity to attend at least one session on the hour. And after that, we will have an amazing award ceremony, and we've added an additional award called the 10 Trailblazers to commemorate our 10 years. And followed by the 10 Trailblazer Awards, we will have our regular awards that we give every year annually. And that's three community awards with two student awards.
All right. I ask this every time, and I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It's the Women's Symposium. Can guys come to this?
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, Corey, it takes everybody to make the world go round. So we will have some males who will be there as well, because you got to think about it. We're going to be in a room with 400 women. And also we have 33 panelists, and we have moderators. So it's moderator panelist format. And again, we have over 400 guests who will be in attendance. And of course, you know, everybody's husband is going to want to come to support them at the Women's Symposium, and males would want to be there because they support us in every facet of life.
Lots of different, something kind of new, different tracks this year. Not everybody's going to the forum looking for the same thing.
Right.
And so you've got different areas that you can kind of specialize in at this upcoming forum.
Yes, and that's what makes the Women's Symposium so amazing, because you have people from different backgrounds, different careers, different subject matter experts, and they are there to pour into all of the women. So different tracks.
Looking at some of the topics, women in visual and performing arts, women in finance and insurance, mental health and therapy, women in AI.
Yes.
You've got women in education, entrepreneurship, physical health, therapy, even talking about the Meta Center over in Richland Parish.
Yes.
In innovation in women, STEM, social sciences, medicine, and more on AI. The world's turning that way.
The world is definitely turning that way. So just hearing you read through everything, it is a proven fact that you can get whatever you need if you attend the Women's Symposium on March the 18th. Everything.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this. It's coming up on the 18th.
Yes.
That's Wednesday. There are still a few tickets left.
A few.
So if somebody wanted to attend the symposium, you need a ticket. How do they get the tickets?
Yes. So you can follow our social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. And also you can go to the ULM Alumni Center and you can click on the link to purchase tickets.
You are doing this at the campus of ULM.
Yes.
One of the things I've liked about this over the years, you've got the students involved, too.
Yes.
And it's giving them somebody to look up to in the next few years. Tell me about this Student Empower Board and how they're involved in the summit.
Yes. So the Student Empower Board was birthed a few years ago, and these are incredible ULM students, and they help the Women's Symposium Board. And let me tell you, if it were not for the 16 women who have served on the Women's Symposium Board, this event would not be what it is, because they are powerhouses all working together. And so you have the Empowerment Board that comes along. They help us with all of our activities and so forth. They have events on campus. They actually just had a Women's Day international event where they had students signing all quotes and people who inspire them. So they are amazing, and they will be a part of the event helping.
One of the highlights is we're almost out of time, and I know I'm not going to put you on the spot for all of them, but you're going to hand out a lot of awards honoring some folks in our community.
Yes, we are honoring 10 trailblazers, and then we are honoring 3 community important people and also 2 student leaders. We would love for you to come out so you can see all of these amazing people who are being honored.
Alberta Brown Green, Dr. Green with us today on Lanyap again, March the 18th, that's Wednesday at ULM's Bayou Point. For tickets, where do they go?
Again, go to our Alumni Center and you can click on the link where it talks about the Women's Symposium to purchase your ticket today. And I would go today because they are running out quickly. So if you want to be in that room with over 400 women, all of that energy and encouragement, be there.
Find out more about this at our Lanyap Facebook page. Look for us on YouTube and more. Like and share this video with your friends.